She had perhaps inherited this from her uncle, Dr. Theophilus Lee, the master of Balliol College, Oxford, whose bon mots were famous. Mrs. Austen's early married life was domestic to the exclusion of every other interest. She bore four sons in little more than 4 years, and when she was not tied to her own house, on one occasion at least, she went to London to nurse a sister-in-law in her confinement. The lady whom she nursed in town was Mrs. Walter, the wife of George Austen's half-brother. Mrs. Austen much preferred her own country existence, and said of her stay in London, "'Tis a sad place. I would not live in it on any account. One has not time to do one's duty either to God or man." Of Mrs. Austen's first four children, the second, George, was subject to fits, and was never able to live with the family. He died in 1827. The three other little boys, James, Edward, and Henry, were healthy and high-spirited. Then a daughter was born, called Cassandra, after her mother. Like her brothers, she was put out to nurse for the first 4 months, and when she was brought home, Mrs. Austen wrote and begged Mr. and Mrs. Walter to pay a visit, saying, "I want to show you my Henry and my Cassie, who are both reckoned very fine children.